Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 97 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Sam Hunt at the Shoreline Amphitheater on August 11th. Call now, 800-400-3697. We're doing this all day, 9, noon, and 5. Call number 97, 800-400-3697. That's also our text number. Texts are brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on summer and a healthier you.
Here's some texts. Your contributions to the show, they've piled up. This is where we let your voice be heard.
It's nice. We get back revisit some of the stuff we talked about this morning.
Phil Jackson got paid $50,000 a day to ruin the Knicks, says 916.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
It is, but he has a lot of money, and anyone would have paid him that. Right. He crossed the country because he couldn't say to his girlfriend, I want to break up.
So you're calling him a pussy.
Yep. I think that's what went down. That's as I watched that whole thing unfold, I really did come to the opinion that he just couldn't say, I want to break up with that girl.
Well, some people are harder to break up with than others. We don't know.
That's true. No, I do know that feeling. I've had it before. That
I'll girl, do it. I'm just going to move.
That high school girl, I couldn't.
Right. Well, you kept seeing her around.
Yeah, she kept showing up.
Yeah.
I did drink a lot then, though, so
yes.
That was part of the problem.
Things were harder.
I'm all lubed up, and then there she is. New York Giants or SF Giants, says 415. The first one on that list of sports teams, the most valuable sports teams, was the New York Giants. The one that came in at number 19 was the San Francisco Giants. Totally should have bike permits. Why should I, a driver, pay for a bike lane? And cyclists get PO'd because their lanes aren't safe. Yeah, I'm not against it. I actually think it's not a bad idea. Tax the bikes.
Somebody else pointed out that Oregon doesn't pay sales tax.
They don't.
So that's
wonderful.
I'm sure it is.
It's a beautiful thing.
Sounds great.
Oh, this is it. They already don't pay sales tax in Oregon, so they can deal with a bike tax.
Yeah, it's not like it's a yearly tax.
Here's the thing, though. They're used to not paying sales tax. They don't think it's a thing.
Right.
When you move to California, you can't believe all the taxes and the ways they ding you.
Mm-hmm. They do get you every which way.
Every way
possible. Yeah.
All the ways.
Hurts.
Bike tax is fair. Think of all the bike lanes that have been created throughout cities. I don't own a bike. And even if I did, it's not feasible for me to commute on it. Why should my tax dollars pay for bike lanes? Well, because it's safer if they're in a lane, so you want them in their space so you don't run them down.
Right.
They can as far away as possible.
Right.
And streets without bike lanes, getting around bicyclists can be very difficult. There can be a big backup. And there's that 3-foot law now too. You have to leave them 3 feet. You can't just squeak by a bicyclist anymore. You have to be able to get fully into the other lane. Or 30 inches or something. I think it's a 3-foot law, isn't it?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm clearly not sure either, so.
Oh, I've never even heard of it, so.
I think it just passed 2 years ago.
Well, I'm going around taking the back of people's shoes
off.
Yeah,
you shouldn't do
that.
Car,
so I don't even.
That is, again, precision, accurate driving.
Right.
You're amazing.
I am good.
California is the 24th state to enact a 3-foot passing law so that you can give the cyclists at least 4 feet between cars and bikes at all times.
That's good. I like it.
It's a 3-foot law that gives you 4 feet? That's weird.
Yeah, I know. That's what it says. I click on that link.
Ah, don't bother.
I got a tweet back from Cher once. She did not like that I supported the Humane Society of Silicon Valley.
Really?
That's
weird.
Could you possibly have against the Humane Society? Cher.
Well, maybe she eats little puppies for lunch. We don't know.
Is that how you stay young-looking, Cher?
I guess so.
You eat puppies?
and kittens, God. I heard.
Got to wear a bike helmet. Stupid driving texters are going to hit you, says 415. Yeah, it's really.
Accidents
if you've
happen.
Ever known anyone that got a head injury and knowing that a helmet might keep you from that fate, it's easy. It's too easy to just put on a helmet.
Yep.
I'm not as thrilled with the whole snowboarding helmet thing. That one's not as important to me.
Just throw it on.
I know. Because I have a kid, I got to do it, but, you know.
Well, and why take a chance? I mean, you get out of control, you go down a hill, you hit a tree, boom. The next thing you know, you're that guy with the head injury.
Don't give it to peer pressure.
I feel like, yes, out on the roads with cars, yes, wear a helmet when you ride your bike. On a nice, you know, groomed.
Oh, really? You're sticking to all the groomers?
I'm not worried about some snowmobiler coming by and running me down is my point. I am in control of my own fate there.
Good thing you throw your helmet on. It's nice.
Very careful.
You've got to show your children the
I
right
know
way.
How to drive my snowboard.
It's not a thing.
But anyway, you mentioned Manchester United and Real Madrid. They are playing each other at Levi's Stadium this Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Sunday.
Avoid that area if you don't want to go to that game. That's going to be busy.
Hey, can you tell me the name of the book that Vinny and Sarah like? We like a lot of books, yeah. But I think you're talking about...
Ready Player One.
Right.
I can't think of the guy's name who wrote it. But it's being made into a movie. Edwin Leach.
Okay.
It's not that.
Ready Player One. Craig...
Ferguson.
No. Nope, that's not it.
Charlie? Nope. It's not it.
Phone walkers are the worst. From a fellow walker, nothing makes me want to kidney punch you more than stopping on stairs as I'm behind you because you care more about your phone than your surroundings.
Well, it does seem like if you're going to be on your phone, have a little common courtesy. Know that you're not the only person walking and step to the side.
Yeah.
Somebody had mentioned the people who stop in the middle of a grocery aisle with their cart and they're on their phone. I say just in general, if you're stopping in the grocery aisle, make sure you're pulled over as far as you can. Like, we all know that it barely fits two carts by each other. Like, I just think that's common. That's a common courtesy thing.
Yeah.
And less of a I'm on the phone thing. A-holes.
Ernest Klein.
Thank you.
That's it.
We were so close.
I don't think I was. Craig wasn't. I mean,
well, it was like the last name, and I think I said Irvin or something for the big. Yeah, Ernest Klein, of course.
I don't know.
Ready Player
Charlie
One.
Charlie Puth.
Yep, Charlie Puth wrote that book.
Logan's Run.
Logan's Run is great.
Soylent Green, says 570.
Soylent Green is people.
Yeah, that was a pretty gnarly movie.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 is the best sci-fi film of all time.
Oh, I like that is a great movie.
It is.
I like Total Recall. A good one. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. I know that if I name a movie that I think is like the greatest sci-fi of all time, that you know which one I really enjoyed that I just felt so great after watching was the first of the new Star Treks. I left and I was just like, oh man.
You mean with
Chris Pine
as the new
Kirk?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I really enjoyed that, and I was buoyed by like what we can do with movies and how I thought it was such an exciting, good story and exciting movie. I was less psyched by the second one. It was good though. Wasn't the second one with Cumberbatch?
Yeah,
as the bad guy. That one was good.
He was a great bad guy.
He was good.
They messed up a few things. Though. What did you think of the third one?
I don't think I saw the third one. Sorry. Who's in the third one?
Idris Elba's the bad guy, but you don't realize that until the end.
No, I don't. Right, I don't remember that.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, that's good.
What is the name of the author of horror books that Vinny reads? Well, Stephen King is number one for sure, but I've mowed every one of those. So I think you're asking about Joe Hill.
Who was actually Stephen King's son.
Right, and Joe Hill is excellent. Yeah. And I think there's a new book coming in October.
Oh, is that so?
I think so.
Ooh, I'm excited. Yeah, I really, although I've heard some mixed feedback on some of those books. Like, my sister hated The Fireman.
Well, I didn't like The Fireman as much either. Yeah.
I thought it was great.
As I read The Fireman, though, I thought of you. I was like, oh, this is Sarah.
Oh, it was right up my alley.
Yeah.
End of the world stuff. And
I loved the first one. Heart-shaped box was, oh God, that was so excellent.
Yeah, it's really good. There's a good deal of suspension of disbelief that you have to, you know, go into. They're fantasy horror.
Right.
You know, but it's, but they're great. I liked all of them. Horns was great. Nosferatu was great.
Nosferatu was so
scary.
Creepy, yeah.
Like a genuinely scary book.
And I actually just reread Horns because I just wanted to. It was
so
good. 650 says Aliens, Firefly, and Serenity.
Oh, the Firefly.
I love Aliens.
I didn't go see the movie, and I only watched a few of those episodes on TV.
If I had another kid, I would politic hard to name my kid Ripley after the girl.
Boy or girl. Rip would be a cute name for a boy.
Aliens. Yeah. And you know what was rad? Someone came up to me at our secret show and said, come here. And I went, all right. What's this going to be? I really don't do drugs anymore.
Is that what
Thanks
it was?
For offering.
It's not a joke.
Was it a kiss behind a tree?
No, no. Come here. And I'm all right. Pulls the phone up, pulls a picture up. This is Waverly.
Oh.
And they go, we heard the name when you were naming your daughter, and we were both, me and my wife separately heard you say it and both said, that's it. And I was like,
When you hear the name, you know.
That's a great story.
It is funny thing.
Great
Waverly.
Name.
I thought the kid was going to be Ripley.
No. But I would push for that. I'm actually pushing Bryn's child to be named that. I don't know that we're going to
do Ripley. Have any front-running names for Bryn?
Not right now, no. We're going to decide that when she comes. Right.
Oh, you are? You're going to look at the kid before you pick the name?
Yeah. See what fits, you know? Try it on.
You know, I just want to say for the record that I absolutely love my daughter's name, but that's what we did. There was this long list of names, including Waverly, that were both there. I had these honeys that I'd pitched and rooted for and politicked for. And then from out of nowhere, Mom looked at her and went, her name is Isla. And I was like, all right.
She felt it.
So
that was clearly her favorite all along.
Oh, is that it? Is that how that went?
Yeah.
I'm just too stupid to know, huh? I got it. I should have known that.
So you're having another kid named Ripley, huh?
No, that's not what I said at all.
Yeah.
Bryn is having a kid.
No, you can't let him name his kid Ripley because then there can't be any more in the Alice family that name their kid Ripley.
Yeah.
He's gonna steal that name from you. You can't have that.
What if he does both?
Ripley Waverly.
Waverly. Nien.
Boy.
Nien.
Well, let me tell you, if you have a boy, I've always wanted to name a boy Vroom.
Oh, Vroom is a solid name.
You've been saying that for 20 years.
I know. And I would still.
And Regretta, I think, was the girl.
Oh, no, yeah, Regretta is not on the list. What are you talking about?
Regretta.
That was never a name on the list. That's a reference to people you didn't or shouldn't have wanted to.
Yeah. Well, tell me you're not going to regret having a second kid? Come on. That kid's name's Regretta.
Do it.
Do it. You should do it.
Do what?
Name your second kid Regretta.
There is no second kid.
Yet. That we know of.
I have to say that stupid scene in Game of Thrones with Ed Sheeran was the stupidest wasted piece of valuable time. As you keep saying, Sarah, we only have so many episodes. Shame on Ed Sheeran for being so selfish.
It's not Ed Sheeran's fault. It's the people who produce the show. They did it for Maisie.
He could have said, I don't want to waste your valuable time. I'll take Maisie to dinner some night.
He said, I'd love to be on Game of Thrones.
Why couldn't they craft a killer scene around him? You know what I imagine? I imagine he's locked in a cage. All these guys are, like, making him sing. They're, like, throwing crap at him. She comes, kills everyone, rescues him from the cage, and moves on her way.
If I'm Ed Sheeran, I'm like, listen, I want to be harpooned. Okay?
Harpooned.
Make oh, yeah. Happen. Let me go out in a big way.
Yeah.
That's
Harpoon
funny.
Harpoon my neck.
Yeah. Blow me up.
Do me like that, please.
Don't do me like that.
Do me, babe.
A. Yeah.
A.
I'd like to give a shout out to somebody. Florence Watson.
Why?
Florence Watson, what do you do for free for Hooman?
She's my friend's aunt and she just passed.
Oh,
man.
I want to give a shout out
to someone dead. That's horrible.
Weird.
That's horrible. That's weird. I just want her to be remembered.
My family just got back from Germany on Friday, too. Sarah, did you tell Vinny about the surfing river?
Yeah, I saw that.
I put it on the...
I know, but did Vinny see it?
I did, and I wanted to do it so bad. So tell me, did you guys do it?
No, we didn't do it. Plus, there was no way that, like, those people are all, like, full on, that's what they do every day. They're all standing there. They know the way to go. One side goes, and the other side goes.
Yeah, I'm getting in on this.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, I got next.
Wow.
Oh, I would have done that in 2 seconds.
It was some people, I didn't even get any good bits. Some people were doing tricks, like, they clearly know that curl.
Well, the beauty of that thing is it just keeps going, right?
And going and going and
going. So you're not waiting for, not dependent on swells. You're not dependent on wind. It just, the thing just goes.
Yeah, it's neat. It's just a river that runs through it's called the English Garden. It's a humongous city park in Munich. München.
München. How do you say accent?
Ausfahrt. Ausfahrt.
That's cute.
It is cute.
You say it really cute. Really nicely.
You ever miss your ass part?
We've all missed our ass part here and there. You know, you have to go up to the next ass part, turn around. The aus fart. Fart. They don't say ours, really. It's like aus fart.
What are they saying?
Are we going to skip over the part where Hooman said his friend's a matchmaker?
Hooman has all different kinds of friends.
I was visiting, I was having some drinks with some people, and I ran into a friend of mine. She's a matchmaker. She was telling me some of her new clients. She's got this.
So people pay her to...
Yeah. She's like...
hook them up. So she's hands down the second most well-connected person we know.
No. There's way more. I mean, she's connected, but not at the level of, some other... Well, but she was telling me there's a term that some of her clients use when they're looking for women.
What is it?
Low mileage.
Oh.
That means...
virgins?
Virgin-esque, yeah.
Oh, please.
So they want young, hot chicks who don't have a lot of experience.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, you really want low mileage, huh?
I don't. You're looking at me. I want someone who's
someone
nice
wrote
and gets
in
me.
As I'm rifling through. I can't find it. Someone wrote in and said, "Did you guys know that Hooman had breakfast with Rachel. When we were in Sonoma?"
No way.
Is that true? I did, yeah.
Oh, my God!
How did we not know this?
Because I didn't say anything about it.
Did Hooman tell... There it is, 415. Did Hooman tell you he had lunch with Rachel?
Not lunch, Breck.
Where is Rachel?
She's invited me and Bryn to do yoga on Friday.
I didn't get this invite. What are you even talking about?
Well, I'm giving it to you now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so Rachel's around.
I don't know if I can do it. My back's killing me.
Why's your back killing you? What did you do?
Oh, it's just flares up. Tried to get in with my acupuncturist, but he was going on vacation. Couldn't squeeze me.
Hey, before we stop the text thing, somebody texted us that in the TMZ video of the girl who may or may not be in R. Kelly's cult, someone is clearly coaching her, and you can see a shadow as she gets asked a question.
Oh, and someone must be going,
and someone's
no.
going, no, 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 no. You can see the shadow on her shirt. And then she goes, and she puts her hands up, almost like mimicking what they do. Show Vinny just a little clip of this.
Did you see it?
I did. It's actually clear that someone who is taking the video is coaching her to say, no, you don't say anything about that. I don't know if that means it's R. Kelly
or
something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
But she's on TMZ, so here's...
Oh, okay. So you see it on her shirt.
Yeah, you see the shadow of someone going,
It's right there on her front.
But good job, texter, who noticed that. Mm. Oh.
So what about Rachel?
Well.
Oh.
Oh, I...
Are you going to go do yoga with her on Friday, Bryn?
Well, not without Hooman.
Why?
I don't know.
It's, well, Hooman's gonna go.
It's a really special type of yoga. It's pretty badass.
Just go do the stretches.
I'm curious to do it. I hate downward dog. I'm gonna ask the teacher for no downward
dog. Then say
dogs.
You're not gonna do downward dog and but just get in child's pose.
I know, right? It's on the beach, Brent. It's outdoor sunset yoga.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
It's super advanced, super
high
level.
Where's it at? Which beach?
Ocean, the best beach in the country.
What?
Shut up.
Are you absolutely
nonsense
crazy? Have you lost your what?
You lost your bleeping mind
again,
dummy.
So what about her?
Well, I don't know.
So why are you all of a sudden hooking back up with her all the time?
I'm not all of a sudden. I just, you know, I
miss her.
I haven't done anything with her. We
haven't
done
there
anything.
A chance?
He has. He went to lunch with her.
Oh. I just no. Well, this is breakfast, so it's not quite lunch. You know, less.
Earlier than that.
Did she spend the night with you?
No, hell no.
Oh, my God.
No,
now I'm
not.
Hearing this song all over the place, and every time I think of Rachel.
Turn it up.
Where's Rachel?
I love this song.
So loud.
Why don't we play this on the station?
Did you play this after breakfast?
Sounds like Macy Gray.
Can you?
Oh.
Put this in the Friday mix.
Oh, my God.
There's already so many songs.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
So, have you and Rachel kissed yet?
No, nothing.
What?
Even after that whole lead up to the kiss?
Yeah, I don't force it anymore.
Anymore.
So, she's going to have to make
I
a
only
move.
Force it that one time.
Is Rachel single?
I think so. We don't really talk about that.
What do you talk about?
I don't know. Last time we talked about, like, you know, what her dreams are and her aspirations.
Oh, how
and
thrilling.
Jesus, and you really
it.
Are lubing her up.
Yeah, I love talking about people's dreams.
Talk about a long play. My
hold
God.
On. No, no,
tell me
on.
About your hopes
wait,
and dreams.
Wait a minute. That's not exactly how I went. But
I'll coach you up.
I was encouraging her and reminding her that we are all but a blade of grass here one day, gone the next. Like, life is short.
What are you
have
doing?
You seen her since Sonoma?
How depressing.
Have I seen her what? Since that?
Sonoma.
We all get
no,
locked on. Got our feet in the mud.
Well, I'm just, like, life is short. You might as well just go for it, right?
Just
right.
Go.
And there you
come
are.
On,
go
not
for
going
it.
For it.
Just wow. go
you're,
in the club.
You're telling her to go for it. And then there you are not going for it.
Play Childish Gambino. Don't take that off. I'm still talking. No,
life is short like a blade of grass. Let's go for it.
So I was just saying, you don't own a house. You don't have any kids. You don't have a boyfriend.
Yeah, and she's saying, and neither do you.
I'm like,
so do something to this body.
Mm. Like
oh,
what?
Yeah.
Touch my
I was
body.
Respecting that body.
It wants to be disrespected.
Fuck you, Seth.
Oh, my God.
Like the Warriors trophy.
So disrespected.
Well, that trophy couldn't be in a better spot. Come on.
Sitting on a pot of gold.
I went for it.
I was just telling her. You know what she wants to be? She wants to be this world-famous travel writer.
Oh.
I was like, just jump on a plane and go to some and resorts
travel.
And start writing about
start
them.
Cost
blogging.
Money. Cost money to travel. Maybe she should sponsor
well,
her.
Yeah, maybe she can contact a specific resort and say, hey,
yeah,
I want to do this blog.
She's already a world-class writer. She already writes for some huge wine magazine. I don't know which one, though. Don't ask.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Oh,
okay.
Is that it?
Well, if you want to tell
no,
us more about Rachel, we're totally happy to continue to hear it.
No, I'm
really? No closing thoughts on the Rachel subject?
It was a good show today, team. And congratulations on your incredible ratings. Once again.
Congrats on yours.
Dominating
I heard you were
the
number
Bay
one
Area.
Too.
Number one with a bullet.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be right back. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are wrapping things up. We are doing a secret show. We're going to head down and do our podcast.
Should we ask more Rachel questions?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Tell us about your hopes and dreams, Yuzette.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. I love hearing about people's hopes and
can
dreams.
Can you believe that's his play?
No.
Well, yeah, I can. I guess you I get someone to talk about themselves and they warm to you.
Right,
like,
and then he coaches her up. My God. Yeah. And I think she wanted, it was working. She was going to kiss him.
are you going to kiss me right now?
He should have said, the moment's over.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, grab her by the back of the head and mash her face off.
Sat here for 20 minutes and listened to your hopes and dreams.
Right. I want something out of this.
Let's shut you up now. With my
world famous travel writer. Okay.
Tell me more.
So Friday, I guess he's got a date with her in Bryn.
Great.
That'll be fun.
I don't even know if I can make it. I have to check my schedule.
Roll video, please.
Yeah.
Will do if I'm there.
So you can make it. Come on. Anyway, tomorrow on the show, Eddie Ift is going to be here. Mm-hmm. And of course,
8 o'clock hour.
Sam Hunt tickets all week long. Mm-hmm. So your next chance at those is coming up at noon. You'll find The Secret Show at RadioAlice.com around noon. It gets posted. If any place you get a podcast from, just type in The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. And we actually podcast the whole regular
show. I heard it's world class.
Oh, yeah. No, Hooman told me it was a world-class podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a world-class podcast.
Ooh, good song.
Yeah, we'll have to have a new song. Do we have a theme song? We do. Right?
Yeah, we have a couple.
I thought your band did it. Like two or three of them.
Yeah, the band. And who else did it? We have a couple of them, don't we?
We have a Michael Fonte one.
Manny Pat and then the John one.
Yeah.
We had a couple of listeners send stuff in, but mainly use the ones from your band, Sarah.
Oh, because you have no question that we can use those. We have the rights to those.
Right. There's that.
All right, well, have a great day, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.